Listen live online to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show at WNSR.com.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Our NFL discussions continue as we go back to the hotline. The guy, the pro football writer with the Associated Press in New York, Barry Wilner, joining us now. Barry, hope you had a wonderful weekend. Welcome back, sir.
Always my pleasure, Johnny.
Hey, what does 5-18-1 mean to you?
5-18-1. Well, you're throwing a lot of numbers at me there. What does it mean?
It means if the Dallas Cowboys lose tonight to Arizona, which I think they will do, that will be the combined record of the NFC East. In other words, you could take all four of those teams, take their five wins, and it will equal what the Titans have done through their first five games.
Well, except that none of those teams at any point this season has played as well as the Titans have in most of their games.
No, absolutely not. Although you can maybe say Dallas with Dak Prescott, offensively they might have. But other than that, no. What about from a complete defense standpoint, who's the best defense in the league? Is it Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah. And I think you're going to see it next Sunday when they play the Titans. The Steelers, they have a chip on their shoulder a little bit, too, because the Browns came in seeming to get all this love, especially for the offense. And you saw what the Steelers did. They made Baker Mayfield look like a high school player. They shut down the run. And I think you're going now. I think that Ryan Tannehill is a veteran and Derrick Henry is a better running back. Make for a better matchup for the Titans against the Steelers. But right now to me, and I know I said last week I thought the Packers were the best team in the league, but I said fundamentally. And then they turned around and laid an egg yesterday. Right now, I think the Steelers are the best team in the league.
Yeah, you bring up the Green Bay Packers, and it just felt like the offense for the Packers stayed in Green Bay. They didn't make the trip to Tampa Bay yesterday. They were off from the beginning. They had to start, you know, passing the ball, which means Aaron Rodgers got hit a lot, double-digit times getting hit yesterday against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, something that you don't see all that much because Aaron is so good at getting away from the rush, but he was so off balance and off stride in that game. Very impressive defensive performance by Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers. They threw some new stuff at the Packers that Rodgers was not expecting.
You know, with the bounce back performance with Tampa Bay and Tom Brady after a disappointing loss on a Thursday night, you know, last weekend. And you think about the Tampa Bay Lightning win the Stanley Cup. Now the Tampa Bay Rays, they're in the World Series against the Dodgers. How about the magic of Tom Brady? Because, you know, in New England, you talked about the success of all the Boston franchises up there, and now it's kind of like the opportunity is there for Tampa Bay. Maybe they should go out and try to attract a NBA franchise with that success. Can you envision Tampa Bay playing in the Super Bowl this year?
No, I really can't, but ask me again in December. First of all, no team ever hosts the Super Bowl and then winds up playing in it, so why should that streak end? But then again, this is 2020, and I know the game's in 2021, but you can't discount anything with what we've gone through in 2020. I do think there are better teams in the NFC, and I think because the Bucs have a pretty hard schedule, they may not get home field advantage through the playoffs, which means they could wind up going to Green Bay, again, a much different atmosphere than playing at home. They could wind up going to Seattle, which is usually a very tough place to play. But I'm not discounting them. I still feel the Saints are the better team in that division, but my mind could change very easily by the time we get to December.
I look at the Chicago Bears. They prevailed yesterday against Carolina. They're now 5-1. They just do not look like a 5-1 team. You know, they've only outscored their opponents through these first six games by 12 total points. They may be 5-1 as far as in the standings and atop the NFC North. They just don't look like a 5-1 team, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. We've seen teams like this in the past that have built really nice records, but were somewhat bogus. And then when they would get to the playoffs, they'd disappear. You know, as a great example is Houston almost every year that it would win the division, would disappear in the playoffs. So I'm not sold on the Bears, but I do think with their record and in a division where they should beat the Lions twice and they probably can beat the Vikings twice, they've got a shot at 10 wins, and 10 wins will definitely get you in the playoffs.
How about the fact that the Jets, they get outscored 24-0 yesterday in that loss to Miami. So they're definitely in the stakes for number one overall draft pick. Of course, it'd be like a Jets thing to do back when they were 1-15, when they were hoping to be in the position to draft Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning decides that, no, I'm good. I want to come back for one more year to play football for the Tennessee Vols. The fact that in these six games, they've been outscored by 110 points already. 110 points. Jacksonville, a bad team, they've only been outscored by 56 points. But already 110 points being outscored. They're making sure they lose these games.
The talent base is just not there, Johnny. It wasn't at the beginning of the season when many of us picked them to finish last. I don't know that anyone picked them to go in 16, which seems like a potential record for them at the end of this year. Johnny, imagine this. The Jets go 0-16, and we could have two teams, maybe even three, but more likely two teams, go 1-15. Imagine going 1-15 and not getting the number one overall draft pick.
Oh, I mean, look, that the possibility is certainly there. I mean, the Giants, although would the Giants even, I mean, are they sold on Daniel Jones, or would they even entertain that idea?
The idea of what?
Of being in a position to get Trevor Lawrence.
If the scouts for these teams believe that this is Andrew Luck again, or this is a surefire quarterback coming out, then you'd have to think that anyone would take him. Certainly the Jets would. Certainly the Jaguars would. Certainly the Falcons would. They may be married to Matt Ryan, but after another year or so, they could certainly pave the way for Lawrence. So, but again, who's to say that Lawrence would not pull a Peyton Manning and stay in school again, particularly if he doesn't want to go to a team like the Jets or the Jaguars?
You bring that up, and because over the weekend, that was a lot of discussions that were out there that just like Peyton Manning, Trevor Lawrence could break the Jets' heart by doing that thing that you just said, because having too much fun winning championships with Clemson, and, the money will always be there, so why bother? If you buy enough of an insurance policy, why not come back? Because, life is, you're not going to always have these college moments, and so if Trevor Lawrence is still having a good, fun time, continue on. Look, I'm a huge Jets fan, you know that, and I wouldn't want my son playing for the Jets as the Jets are right now. I think they make awful decisions. They've done it for decades as far as player personnel. And until you can show me otherwise, I don't have faith in the coaches. I don't have faith in the management. There's nothing about the Jets that would make me feel good about my son going to play football for them.
Yeah, well, I will say that they have made, remember, I covered the Jets for 18 years when I was covering the league as well. They have made some good decisions on coaches. Herm Edwards was a very good decision. He went
like
to the
Herm Edwards a lot.
5 years. Rex Ryan was a good decision if he had just stuck to being a football coach, which rather than a celebrity.
Right.
I don't think those are bad decisions. But right now, it's hard to have any faith in what that organization is going to do. As my former colleague, the late Dave Goldberg, always used to say, the most important position in pro sports is owner. And in that way, the Jets are just at the bottom.
You have to go back 19 seasons, 18 years ago, the last time the Patriots were below 500 at this juncture of a season. Now 2-3. After the 18-12 loss, I like Drew Locke a lot. I think he's going to be a pretty decent NFL player. But this Patriots team, all the opt-outs are certainly impacting this team at this point.
Johnny, remember one thing before I discuss these Patriots. The Patriots you just referenced wound up winning the Super Bowl in 2001. When Tom Brady came in when Drew Bledsoe was injured. So remember that. However, I don't think this is that quality of a team. Drew Locke did not play well yesterday. The really, the Patriots made so many mistakes they handed that game away. And it looks like this is the type of team that's capable of doing that. There were some bad, there's a lot of bad decision-making on the field. There was some bad decision-making on the sideline. There was some really poor execution, especially on offense. Now, the defense did hold the Broncos to the 6 field goals. And, you know, if the Patriots don't give up a touchdown, I can't remember the last time they didn't win.
Yeah, very good point. Hey, by the way, just curious, you know, this year with the extra playoff teams, so 7 teams get in on the AFC side and NFC side, but there's only one bye in both. This game with Pittsburgh and the Titans coming up on Sunday, I mean, it's more than just a regular season game. It's more than just keeping your unbeaten streak alive. This has major playoff implications as far as the potential for one of these teams to be that number one overall seed and be the only team to get a bye. How important is that this year?
Yeah, I won't call it essential, but it's extremely important. Now, again, you could be at home and not have any fans there, considering the COVID situation, which would be a real factor. But you still would like to have that extra bye. Incredibly, we have in the AFC a whole bunch of teams that are in the running for it and probably will be right up till Christmas. You know, the Ravens are a really good team. The Steelers are a really good team. The Titans are a really good team. The Chiefs are a really good team. The Bills are, I think, they're a very good team. I don't know if they're on the level of the others. You know, you've got a tremendous amount of competition in this conference.
And that's why the Titans, by the way, are pulling for the Bills in this one. I mean, right now it's 9:05 to go in the third quarter. The Chiefs are holding on to their 13-10 lead. But the Bills would love to see the Chiefs lose their second game of the season. And knowing that the Titans have the head-to-head win over the Bills, that helps them in a tiebreaker situation as well.
Yeah, but that gets a little complicated. You know, you got to look down the road. It's pretty simple for the Titans. If they can somehow put together a 13-3 season, I think that probably would be good enough to at least be in the running for that bye, if not to actually have that bye.
Hey, we always appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful week. Let everybody know again what they can expect as far as at pro32.ap.org.
Coverage of every team, every issue going on in the NFL, columns, features. It's just a great place to find out, no matter what team you root for, what's going on in the NFL.
Hey, we appreciate you, Barry. Have a wonderful week. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, take care, Johnny.
Thank you, buddy. All right, that's Barry Wilner, pro football writer with the AP up in New York. Hey, a quick reminder before we go to break. You know, designated